How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. And welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen.
We're not in the same room today, Tom.
I know. We're both in our little study spaces. You in the Bureau de Change at your flat.
Me in the Bureau de Change. You and your mum and dad's.
Me and my mum and dad's upstairs room.
Very nice.
And let me tell you a fun thing I just did with my coffee machine.
We're all here with bated breath. Go on.
I made my first almond milk latte. And
I like the sound of it.
I found it was very nice. It had a really nutty vibe with it, and I enjoyed it.
A nutty vibe.
It had a very nutty vibe, and I'm here for it, as young people say.
Young people do say that they're here for things.
I'm here for that. Yeah. What are they? Yeah, it must be confusing when they are going to something.
Yeah, that must be very confusing for everyone involved. Really,
I'm here for that. Yes, but what are you here for?
But what do you want? How's your week been, Tom?
Not bad, actually. I treated myself to a little weekend off.
Delicious.
It was well nice, actually.
What did you do?
Basically nothing. I just lolled around, read the paper, and opened a bottle of champagne I'd been given on my birthday, and I'd been saving it, and I had it with some radishes that Dad had grown in the garden.
I love that. Just champagne and radishes.
Because I read somewhere that radishes are the best accompaniment to champagne. Which,
what?
And I thought I'll put it to the test. And some champagne expert said that's the... It was like one of those kind of like...
And circles that you roll in these days.
I know, snacks for champagne. And to be honest, I didn't agree. I still prefer a mini cheddar. So.
Oh, I love a mini cheddar.
I do. I can't get enough of them.
Well, she probably can't stop. It's not their phrase, but it is true for them as well.
And it is true of them. I love a mini chat.
You just lolled about all day drinking champagne, eating radishes?
Yes. Sat on the couch, listened to some jazz, read
Very
The
nice.
Week, the magazine.
Very
week.
Good.
Had a nice evening. Mum and Dad went to Christine and Bob's. Sure. I was invited, but I said, you know what? I'm going to opt out
and just do nothing.
Make some time for me.
It's nice to do nothing, isn't it?
Oh, such a lovely treat. Trouble is, when I do nothing, I don't feel like doing anything ever again. And that's when I want to be like one of those people who's retired to Spain.
Yeah, is that your dream, do you think?
Yeah, basically.
Retiring with your wife to Spain?
Yeah, and just getting really red and really, really angry.
And quite leathery.
Leathery, yeah, that's what I want to be, leathery and old.
Your face is like a bag.
Yeah, that's what I want to look like, a holdall.
So nice. Oh, what a lovely dream.
We've all got to have a dream. So that's fine. Suze, what have you been doing?
Tom, what have I been doing? You said that and I thought, nothing. But I've actually been...
You haven't been doing nothing.
No, I think I've been quite busy. So I've been working a bit, Tom. I've been back on stage, if you can imagine such a thing.
Oh my goodness, Glenn.
I was in an actual theatre doing a socially distanced gig, which was so, like, I was so excited.
It must have been extraordinary.
Now, someone said this, and I don't remember who it was, so I'm sorry I can't give them the credit, but a comedian who we know, whose name has escaped me right now, said that doing these gigs, going back to gigging, is like having all the excitement and nerves of an open spot, but not being shit.
What a lovely way of putting it. What a lovely way of describing it. Wow. Well, you know, at the time of recording, I'm going to do my first gig tonight.
And how are you feeling about it?
Well, quite a little trepidatious. But only in the sense that, like I do with most things in life, I've realised, sort of panic in the lead-up, and then when I get there, I really enjoy it. So I just, you know, just punish myself, basically. What a fun way to live your life.
It's a really fun way to live your life. I'm really into it.
Really, yeah. It's my new self-help book, How to Worry. Worry more, live less.
Where is the gig tonight?
Chiswick.
Chiswick, of course.
I don't know much about Chiswick other than like rich people live there. So I'm,
yes,
I'm hoping I get some strawberries thrown at me rather than tomatoes. But
that'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
Yeah, some sort of organic gooseberries. But apart from that, yeah, I'm quite looking forward to it. Really, be a nice little ride out there, won't it?
Yeah, really nice. You're going to drive yourself?
I was going to, and then I was too scared, and so now I'm going to get an Uber there. Isn't right. that ridiculous?
Sure.
Because
sure.
I just thought if I drive there, I'll be in a panic. And what, you know, I'm not very good at inner city driving, and I know that I live in South London and Chiswick is in South London, and I know it's not really inner city driving, but I just get nervous. What if there's like those big Range Rovers bibbing at me in the school rush hour?
Yeah, that would be terrifying.
Oh, I can't bear it.
Really awful, actually.
Suze, guess what I'm doing next week?
Tom, tell me, please.
I'm going on a staycation, I believe they're called.
Is that what no, are we calling them staycations? Or is a staycation when you stay at home? I'm sure the listeners are going to have a lot of opinions on this.
I think we have prodded the hornet's nest once again.
I think we have.
Once again, I think you are absolutely correct. I think I mean a mini break, maybe?
That's nice. Like Bridget Jones.
Like Bridget Jones.
She was obsessed with mini breaks, wasn't she?
She did seem to go on them. Did she make reference to the fact that she was obsessed with them, though?
Yes, I think so. I think that Bridget Jones, /Helen Fielding,
oh, yes.
believed yes. that going on a mini break was sort of the epitome of being in a couple.
That's me, yes.
And sort of... middle-class Britain, I think.
Yes, I remember that too. And I don't think she was wrong, really.
No.
I've always sort of, in my mind, sort of loosely aspired to it, but never thought I'm the sort of person who could go on a mini break. But
you are, Tom. You really are.
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean,
so where are you going on your mini break?
Kent.
Lovely. So the borough next to the borough that you live in?
Yes. Well, actually, I live in Kent, technically. Bromley is in
Do
Kent.
Do you?
In some addresses, yeah. I think technically it used to be part of Kent County Council, and then it became a London borough. But people still refer to it as Bromley and Kent.
So you're going to, what do they call it, England's Garden?
The Garden of England, which I think is a bit stupid, because why is it the Garden of England? Like, because it's rural, but all of the counties are basically rural.
Also, have they seen the Peak District?
Yeah, it's a bit of a cheek. It's a bit arrogant, isn't it?
It's very southern, isn't it?
Very southern. Yeah.
Do you know what? We're going to decide that the borough next to London is the garden.
This is, you know what? This is the Garden of England. I suppose it's your back garden, isn't it? Whereas I suppose the Peak District would be like a bit of a walk out.
A bit of a walk. Is that what you're? I'd love to see you do a bit of a walk to the Peak District.
A bit of a walk to the Peak District. I mean, I'd like to. I've never been.
I'd love to. I love the Peak District. It's very nice.
Practice. I would think of.
Yes. What was that? Was that a veterinary service?
I believe it was. And modern day, not to be confused with James Herriot's All Creatures Great and Small, which big hit in the...
Huge! 70s?
Or maybe 70s, actually. Yeah, Mum and Dad loved it.
Sure. Who didn't?
Who didn't? It was always on a Sunday afternoon, which I always found very depressing.
Yeah, Sundays are depressing, aren't they, when you're a kid?
Oh.
When that tune of Heartbeat went on.
Oh, yeah, the worst. Oh, the worst.
Do you
mm-hmm.
have any plans for your mini break?
Not at the moment. And I'm a bit anxious about that. As my dad said, you'll get bored.
Why are you anxious about it, Tom? That's ridiculous.
My dad said, you'll get bored, won't you, being down there for 5 nights? It's quite near Buell Water, where one friend of mine pointed out you can go canoeing, which is not my natural...
habitat? What, in a three-piece suit?
Indeed. But I'm willing
to... Can you do kayak?
Kayaking, yes. That's what I dream of. and I'm hiring a car to drive myself down there because I sort of thought that might be quite fun to have a sort of sense of independence. And I thought, in a way, I might explore the idea of could I ever live in the countryside? That's my modus operandi.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
Yeah. I'm quite
excited. So how far away is it?
Like an hour. Like the other side of Tunbridge Wells, down that way.
Oh, that's nice.
And so I'm kind of, yeah, I don't know. I just sort of thought it might be quite nice. It'll probably rain.
That's the spirit.
That's the attitude, isn't it? And
I would say so, yeah, if you can do that.
Yeah.
If you can keep that sort of attitude, that is ideal.
That's best, isn't it?
And I would say so.
I sort of thought if I've got the car, then I can drive down to sort of Bexhill.
Sure.
Rye, even. People go there, don't they?
I think so, yeah. I think people go to places.
Because I went to visit my friend in Ashford last week and I really liked it.
So now you're moving to the country. Is this happening now?
Well, like, it's been suggested to me by Dad that I should buy something in the countryside, yeah. And I'd be like, oh, that might be nice. The thing is, as long as people are nearby, that's all I worry about. If I don't have anybody near me that I know, then I might get a bit lonely.
How do you know if you're happy?
How do I know? I only live in the reflection of other people.
Well, of course, who doesn't?
What are you going to do for a holiday this year, Suze?
Well, I'm going to Mum and Dad's tomorrow.
Oh, great!
Which is a holiday of sorts.
Yeah.
You know what my mum's like. She does love to feed me.
Yes, quite right.
So I will be eating pretty much non-stop from the moment I arrived.
Oh, that would be lovely. Will you be taking the horses in the sea again?
We might take. We'll probably take the horses out for a bit. Yeah, I don't know if I've spoken about taking horses in the sea.
I don't think we did. And I think maybe you put it on Instagram.
So my dad sort of deals in horses, but there's two ways of doing it. I think there's the very posh people that do it, and then there's people like my dad.
I don't know exactly what. I'm sure your dad would be quick to point out. Yes, but everybody's still in the same stands at the racing. So
sure, yeah. But he knows who he is.
He
knows he's got very much working class roots.
Oh yeah. Proud. And let me tell you, those horse boxes he builds. I mean, maybe I should buy one of those and live in that.
Well, you could, you see. You could, because you'd have room for a horse, which you don't need.
Room for a
pony. So you could put your suits in there.
That would be lovely. It's stabling my suits.
So nice.
I mean, that horse box, do you remember he showed us around it?
Yeah, I mean, that's what all of them look like, Tom.
It was so
good. They're amazing.
And a lovely colour scheme of navy blue and cream.
Yeah. So he makes horse boxes as well.
Sorry, did you want to talk about that?
No, I do want to talk about that. Oh, there's no... I mean, guys, if anyone's listening thinking I need a new horse box, please.
That's what I mean. Why haven't we advertised horse boxes?
Could you imagine? That would be the ad next week.
Horse boxes for you. Yeah, that's who's going to sponsor us. Yeah.
But he has horses and he has horse boxes. And I think that and quite often in summer months, he likes to take the horses for a swim because it's very good for their coat and for their muscles.
Oh, how lovely.
So you sort of walk them all the way in and then they swim sort of like a dog.
And they like it. They go.
Yeah, they do. In. Well, I mean, you can't ask a horse, can you? You can't say, what do you think of that?
Or is it a bit cold for you? You can whisper.
Well, I have heard about this horse whispering
malarkey
stuff, but I've not done a lot of it myself. I don't speak any other languages, so I don't know if that's the barrier.
Yes, that's the difficulty, isn't it? Do you think he was a horse whisperer, or do you think he was just hoarse and therefore whispering?
I think, guys, we're going to start a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
To make the film The Horse Whisperer.
So he just talked like that to the horses.
Yeah.
Do you want to go?
Well, I don't think there needs to be horses in it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. It's just a horse whisperer.
Yeah, go and get me a packet of fags.
Yeah, I mean that, yeah. And a bottle of gin. The horse whisperer. Well, I like that very much. I don't know what... If anyone wants to come up with the idea of what that film would be about, please do.
Do one of those, go funding pages, like people do to fund films now.
Yeah.
It's the future of film funding.
I think it might be, yeah. And books. People do that for books as well now.
Do they? Yeah, you can...
Yeah.
Oh, let's do that.
Let's do it. Let's do The Horse Whisperer. Let's get a novel out.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be fun? The Horse Whisperer. People going, I can't hear what you're saying. I've lost my voice.
I love it.
Okay, yeah.
I think I'm very into it.
What a great idea.
So we take the horses in the sea. And it's very good for them. They seem to like it.
Yeah.
They don't, I mean, I think they'd run out if they didn't like it.
They'd let you know.
Yes, yeah, so they'd go in or try and buck or something, but they're very sort of placid in the water.
Oh, I bet they love it.
And then...
do they get hot? Yeah. Do horses get hot? Are they like dogs?
Oh, yeah, they sweat and it looks like foam.
Oh, do they? I didn't know that.
Yeah, so when you're driving them and they've got all the sort of leather straps and stuff on...
I know the feeling.
Sure, you've been there.
I've been to Berlin.
When you take them off, it's like foam underneath it where they've sweated and it's come through their
fur. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Gosh. So they do regulate their temperature, then?
That's yeah.
I worry,
good to know, isn't it?
I worry about dogs in the heat. How do you keep them cool? Do you have to give them a cold bath, do you think? What does your dad do?
I just think that there needs to be a lot of shade for them and a cold drink.
Yeah, that's what.
You know, a Lucozade or something.
Lucozade. Replenish your...
The drink of the hangover.
The dog isn't hungover.
No, sorry. But every time I drink a Lucozade, I am.
I tried putting a wet towel down. That didn't...
Did Beau not like that?
She wasn't... I thought she might get on that to cool down. She wouldn't. She didn't like that. I'm trying to find like
cold, that's really sweet of you trying though.
Trying to find like cool thick, because I noticed that she likes to be on the cool like wooden floor up against the skirting board, because I guess those cold hard surfaces are,
yeah, cool. She pushes herself right in the corner, doesn't she?
Oh yeah, she likes to sit there sometimes, yeah. Yeah, but I don't know, yeah. Or the, she liked the leather seats as well, the leather seats to sit on, which mum slightly put out by, because that's her seat.
Oh, I thought you were asking me if I liked those.
Do you like those? Would you like to sit on those if you get too hot?
Yeah, sure, I've got a leather seat. But isn't leather very hot?
Well, I think it's cooler than, say, upholstery.
Look, the thing is with this podcast is you tune in and you don't know what you're going to learn.
You don't know what you're going to learn until you get here. And then you learn things. How do you keep a dog cool? Yeah.
Well, there you go. We've learned something.
Yeah. We were sort of, I was following her around with a bowl of water in case she forgot to drink. The what, sorry? I did put it down. When she was in the other room sitting against the wooden floor, I took it to be next to her so she'd remember to drink. So,
I think she'll probably remember to drink, no?
Yeah, she did. But she did, sometimes I'd put it down and she would go straight over to it. So I was glad I did it.
Okay.
But I was
crying. I get it, Tom. You're a great dog dad.
Well, I hope I'm good. I mean, the care that goes into the dog. Being a dog is a great time. Basically, like our one, she just rolls on her back and just expects you to rub her tummy. She's basically being rubbed all day. It's like going to a spa and being massaged all day. Imagine that. You just go to the spa and like, yeah, I want the 11-hour massage, please. And I want it wherever I decide to sit.
That does sound lovely.
It must be nice.
I would, yeah. It'd be nice to come back as a dog.
It would be nice. I don't care for the food very much. That's really...
No, that wouldn't be. But I think that you wouldn't have the palate that you have.
That's true, you'd have a different palate.
I think Beau thinks what she eats is delicious.
Yeah, that's probably true.
She's got no idea. She's like, God, I'm eating great every night.
Yeah, she probably does, actually.
Velma, my cat, has a very boring diet. She just eats those biscuits and she has the most terrible breath. She constantly yawns in my face.
Oh, yeah.
Which feels like a dirty protest.
Oh, yeah. That's charming, isn't it? Yeah, when they do
it really is, yeah. It really is lovely to see.
So you're going to go down and see your mum and dad?
Yeah.
Down by the sea. Is it going to be nice weather? Will you go swimming in the sea yourself?
I don't know. I don't think the weather's going to be amazing. I was really hoping we'd have like another bit of a heat wave over the weekend, but that doesn't look like it's happening. Because when we were in London, we were in our flat, and Tommy, you know this flat gets unbearably hot.
Yes. Yes.
You don't regulate your temperature very well, do you?
No, I need to be warm at all times. I have the winter duvet on all through the year.
Yeah, that's unacceptable.
When I try, it's got poppers on it, so you can half it.
What, so you can get high?
Yeah. Yeah, they're coming back, aren't they, apparently?
Are they?
I think so. I read it somewhere on Instagram. Or Twitter.
Where did you read it?
Somewhere.
The poppers are coming back.
Apparently. I don't... It's not a word.
I wasn't aware they ever went away.
I don't know either, really. I never know what they are or how they work or what they do. I sort of know what they do. Thank you.
Sure. But, I mean, the thing is, Tom, for me, they're just not my wheelhouse.
I mean, same, really. They seem a bit headachey.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah, so headachey.
The way they're describing, like, Tales of the City and stuff, they sound a bit headachey. But anyway.
Anyway.
Poppers on the duvet. You can detach it, but I was too cold on a 9 tog. I need an 18. Yeah, that's too much, isn't it?
That's very hot.
That is, or maybe it's a 9 overall, and when it's 4.5 each side, that makes more sense, doesn't it?
I think that probably makes more sense. Yes.
But I don't know. I just need it and pajamas. I need to be warm at all times.
You do need to be warm at all times, but I'm delighted that you are. And it's very kind of you to be taking Bo water wherever she goes.
Well, I know because I need to. I think about it. I'm mindful of other people. Mindful of the needs of others. Oh. But when you go to Portsmouth,
yes.
You will. What else will you do if the weather's not nice? Will you go for some nice woodland walks?
I think we'll go for some woodland walks. Yeah. We'll take Ron out, the dog. Ron the dog. And we'll probably have fish and chips.
Oh, how lovely. Dogs and fish and chips, they're my two favourite things.
Probably go to a beer garden.
Oh, beef crisps, open up the pack.
Sure. Well, COVID times, Tom. Do be careful with
it. Do be careful. You're right. Individual.
You can't sanitise in between every crisp because they will just then taste like hand sanitizer. So you'll be hammered.
You will be as well. And that sort of bitter, horrible taste of hand sanitizer. Yeah.
Yeah, no thank you to that.
Not again.
Now, Tom, before we go, I need to tell you.
What?
I'm really trying to befriend Elder Price from the Book of Mormon who lives in my block.
Oh, that's the guy who lives in your block.
Yeah. So he's the main guy from the Book of Mormon in the West End who does all of the big songs and starts the whole show with the hello, my name is Elder Price.
He's the main person. He's not the, what's the other one?
Oh, Kinley or something?
But mostly me. Oh no, that is Elder Price, isn't it?
That is Elder Price.
And then his like friend, what's he called? You're making things up again, Arnold.
Yeah, that's it.
That guy. So it's not Arnold. He's the...
He's the handsome. He's very handsome.
Is he really handsome? Yeah, be
fair. He's really handsome.
And, I mean, he's going to have...
And he looks like a Mormon.
Does he wear the badge and everything around the flat? Maybe he's just a Mormon. Yeah. Are you sure he's not just a Mormon?
Oh, I think some Mormons just knocked on the door. Wait a minute.
I don't think he's in... Don't start singing at him. He won't understand it. Or if anything, he'll find it offensive. Is he...
He's so nice.
Is he? I think he would love to be friends with you. Why are you doubting your friendship?
Well, I'm not doubting our friendship. I just don't know when an appropriate time to suggest a duet is.
Right now. Get your tap shoes on. Yeah.
Well, I think just leaving out the taps, I think that's enough. Do you?
Why don't you just tap dance outside his window? He'd love it. Is he?
And then I could sing Waving Through the Window from the Evan Hansen.
And he probably was up for that as well. So, you know, he'll probably be a bit.
Don't rub it in.
But he's got a bit of time in his hands, no?
He does. He has time in his hands now, yeah.
So I think, what else is he going to be doing? Loads of squats, I imagine.
He's very fit. He's also feeding Velma over the weekend, so he's got things to do.
You're friends with him? What, he's got, like, cat responsibilities?
He's got cat responsibilities and a key to my flat.
Oh, my God. Has he got, I'm going to say a partner, I'm not going to assume. What?
He has a girlfriend.
He's got a girlfriend. Where is she?
She lives there. She seems very nice as well.
I don't get that you like her. But
I've not met her. I think I will.
Well, we'll see. But
I'm quite starstruck by him.
Yeah, I get like that with any West End performer. Yeah, I'm always so amazed. And there's still talented.
Eight shows a week.
You've got to look after your voice.
You've got to, Tom.
So they live there. Do they have flatmates or is it just the two of them?
I think it's just the two of them. I mean, he's not my mastermind subject. I don't know everything. But he popped up yesterday and we just spoke about, you know, musicals, which I loved.
I mean.
Oh, basically what I'm saying is I think that I might be one of the Mormons in the Book of Mormon when it reopens.
Great as that.
I'll, my boobs aren't that big. So we can easily just not see them. I'll just wear a very tight bra.
Or it's very Barbra Streisand Yentl.
Oh, my God. Tom, I feel like I've been waiting 5 years on this podcast for you to say that to me.
But that is exciting. What floor is he on? Is he on your floor? Is he below?
No, he's below.
Mm-hmm.
Two floors down, they're dancing and drinking and having a party.
Is he directly below you?
Yeah, I think so. So I changed it to two floors down.
Oh, that's great. Facing your way or the other way, so to speak, Patron.
I think you might be facing the other way.
You've got the better view. They're going to be snooping
Stop being horrible about my new friend.
I think they're going to be snooping. You need to make sure all of the personal items are under lock and key. That's all.
What do you think my personal items
are? I wouldn't like to speculate. Not on this podcast. But
I told you about the time that I got recognised in Shush, didn't I?
What's Shush?
Shush is a lesbian sort of shop that sells sort of accoutrements, for want of a better word.
Oh, lesbian accoutrements. Climbing gear, that sort of thing.
That sort of thing. Cool. And she, and the woman said, oh, you're that comedian. Can I have a photo? And I thought, not with that in the background.
Well, and you with your arms full. Wow.
Oh, yeah. It's like Christmas had come early.
I bet, quite literally.
Well, someone was going
to. Oh, yeah. Sure. Wow. I don't know. Shush, is that in Soho?
It's in near Old Street.
Oh, in Hoxton Square, is that Shush? Hoxton
Square, near where I used to live, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, fun. I mean, these shops, I mean, I don't know how they keep going with the internet and everything, but...
I think they sell things.
Some people like to try before they buy.
Well, oh, I know what you mean now. I thought you meant porn.
Oh, yeah, no, that's... No,
I've heard there's a lot of that on there.
There's a what?
There's a lot of that on there.
A lot of... business. A lot of what business?
Pornography on the internet.
Oh, yes, so I've heard. But but you can order things, can't you?
You can order things. But, I mean, you'd hope that it would come in, like, not an off
gift. They ring the doorbell and they shout through the letterbox, this is what you've ordered.
Yeah. Dildo!
That's the sound of your doorbell there, right?
Yeah. Hello, dildo calling. It's like the new Avon.
Dildo calling. Not today, thank you.
Phones are actually the shape of penises. It's a lot to enjoy.
Wow, yeah, that sounds fun. What a fun world, what a fun John Waters world to live in.
Well, I think that's my dildo calling right now, so we better go.
You better go.
This
has been lovely, I've enjoyed it.
Away. We'll maybe speak to you from there.
Oh, yes, that's a good idea if you want. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Or even just while I'm packing. I mean,
sure.
But,
yeah, maybe you don't want to work while you're there. I mean, is this work? Can we call it work?
Can we call it work? I don't know if I can. I mean, I'll probably be quite lonely. So, yeah, stuck in a lodge. So, yeah.
No, I think it'll be wonderful. You'll love it.
Well,
guys, why don't you send Tom online suggestions of things he could do?
Yes, Scotney Castle, that sort of area, if you know anything like that.
Okay, well, listen. I'm sure you'll have a lovely time.
Well, we'll see.
And we look forward to hearing all about it.
Well, I'll be letting you know for sure. But thank you. Thank you for all of this. And we'll catch you guys next week, okay?
We'll catch you next week. Okay, bye, guys.
I know. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.